Vayter in Shas, we are in Shavuos Daf Mem Dalet. Pick and ball, make gimel base, but bottom of the page 2, 4, 6, 8 lines down from the bottom, but we got to move it up to about 12, 15, 16 lines or so, just to understand what we're talking about here. We're in the middle of a discussion, and I'm just going to quote you a little bit that Shmuel had said that somebody who lends a thousand to his friend, and then the borrower gave him something like a handle of a sickle for collateral. If the lender loses the handle, then he also loses his thousand zuz. But Tar, if you give him two handles, then he doesn't lose 500 zuz, since the lost handle is not collateral for half of a loan. That was the way Shmuel had said it. And now the girl wants to know is, lema ke tanoi. You want to say that Shmuel's din is actually a machlokes tanoim. Amavitz chavial amashkan, someone who lends his friend money with gamashkan, vavad amashkan is lost. Yishavavitos mosavi. The lender swears and then he collects his money. He swears that it was lost, so he collects his money. Dibrei Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Kiva Omer, Yachal Hu Shiyomer Lo. He says the borrower considered the lender Klum Hil Visani El Alamashkin. You lent me on collateral of an Amashkin of a Mosecha. You lost a Mashkin and you lose your money. Avalamava El of Zuz Bishtar, but someone says a Bishtar, but Nichamashkin Biyado, and the borrower also gives him collateral. Dibrei Kol, everyone agrees, Rabbi Kiva Eliezer, of an Amashkin, then of the Mosev. You lose the Mashkin, then he also loses. The money's also lost, so you can't, it's over. We're going to explain what this means momentarily. What exactly is the case? If we're talking about where the collateral is equal to the amount of money that was lent, beep, turn the page. My time with Rabbi Eliezer, what's the pshat in Rabbi Eliezer? Rabbi Eliezer should be masking that he can't collect the debt if the collateral is lost. It's shava b'shava. Alive, it must be, but the low shavi share zuzay. The call is not equal to the sum of the money that was lent. Ubi the Shmuel kamifliki. And so they're arguing within the din of Shmuel. The realtor disagrees with Shmuel and says that even if the collateral was lost, he can collect the entire debt. And the keeper is agreeing with Shmuel and says the debt can't be collected. Oh, so is this just not machlokas tanaim? Ever the Gemara low? Not true. But the low shavi, even in the case where the collateral was not equal, Kuliyama less Shmuel. No one agrees with Shmuel. V'hachab over here, but the Shavi Shir Zuse, assuming that the collateral was equal to the sum of the money that was lent. But the Rabbi Yitzchak, and they're arguing in the world of Rabbi Yitzchak. Diyama Rabbi Yitzchak. Minayin lebalchov shekona mashkan. Where do we learn out that a balchov, that means someone who's owed money, he acquires the mashkan that he holds in his possession. Shtar Pasuk says, "Ulachat tiyat tzedaka." For you will be considered tzedaka, meaning to say, Pasuk says, "Hashiv tashiv lo etz avut." If I go and I lend you something and you give me your pajamas, so then what does the Pasuk say I should do? In the nighttime, give you the pajamas in order to be able to sleep in, even though I took his collateral. Now, why is it said ulachat tiyat tzedaka? Right, so now the Gemara says, "Eme, you know, kona maskon. He's not kona maskon. Tzedakah menalo. What tzedakah is there here? Right, it doesn't belong to him. Mikan the balchov shekona maskon. It must be that the balchov is kona the maskon. It's considered like it is his. We saw this in a few places: psachim, gittin, kiddushin, bav mitzia, yaya. Okay, so we see from here that he goes and acquires it. In fact, the Gemara." Lema bid Rabbi Yitzchak tanoihi. Let's say that this din of Rabbi Yitzchak is actually a machlokas tanoim between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Akiva. Right. So Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Eliezer are arguing. Rabbi Eliezer is going to knock. It doesn't agree with Rabbi Yitzchak din. Therefore, he says a lender is this considered like a shomer chinam. And so even though he accepted it as potential payment, he doesn't legally acquire it. Therefore, he's not going to be chayev for Geneva Vaveda, and he can collect the full debt if something happens. Rabbi Akiva is going to agree with Rabbi Yitzchak, who holds that when the lender takes collateral, he takes ownership of it, and the lender loses it, even because of an onus, for he is a loss and no longer can get, you know, collect the debt. But Tizbra, says Gemara, you really want to say that they're arguing over Rabbi Yitzchak? Amar da'am Rabbi Yitzchak, we could say that when did Rabbi Yitzchak say his din? She mishkino shelo b'shas alva. Only the case where the lender took the collateral from the borrower not at the time of the loan. Or he took it later, after the fact, after attempting to get his payment. Mishkino b'shas alva. But if he was a mask at the time of the loan, Miyama, you want to say that he's going to Did he really say that the collateral was going to be acquired by the lender? Since Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Akiva are talking about the keys of Klatzik in the time of the loan, their machlok is clear, is not including, not talking about Rav Yitzchak's din. Allah, Mishko Shalos Hava, Mishkino, Shalo B'Shas Halva. So we're talking about the case of where he did the mashkin not at the time of the loan. Kulei Malapli, everyone's going to say whether this Rav Yitzchak that we accept Rav Yitzchak. V'Hacha, what's the case of here? B'Mishkin B'Shas Halva. So I'm talking about where the lender took collateral from the borrower at the time of the loan. Ubishomer avedik mifli. You read the machlokas is someone who's watching a lost object, which is like what a lender is compared to. The itmar shomer avedik. Someone's watching a lost object. Rabba omer kishomer chinam. He's considered like a shomer chinam, like an unpaid person. Beep. Turn the page. Mem dalid amud beis. If Yosef Amar, Yosef says kishomer sachar dam. He's considered like a shomer sachar. So Rabbi Akiva is going to be masking to Rav Yosef's opinion, and therefore he considered like a Shomer Sachar. Rabbi Elazar agrees with Rabba, and he seems to be like he is unpaid. Lamed Rav Yosef Tanayi. So you want to say Rav Yosef din is Machlokas Tanayim. And for the Gemara, lo, not necessarily. But Shomer Aveda, the Kulei Amar Isil Rav Yosef. When we're talking about the Shomer Aveda, Rabbi Akiva is going to be masking to Rav Yosef. Ha-ha, here we're talking about Mavat Zarech Lamaskin Kumifli. They're arguing about where the lender needs to use the collateral. Marsav one says mitzvah kavid, that he's doing a mitzvah by lending money to the borrower, is therefore considered a shomer sachar. Marfin said the collateral. Marsav really has a lav mitzvah kavid, not doing mitzvah, and therefore is considered a shomer chinam. Right? That's just lema kihani tanai had shmuel. In fact, it says the Gemara. So let me go back to Shmuel's din. Lema ketanai. You want to say that Shmuel's din is considered like a machlokas tanaim. A malvis chaver al maskin. Someone who lends his friend money with a mashkin. Ve nichnisa shmita. And shmita starts and came and went. Afa bishenu shava el apalga. Even though the collateral is with only half of the debt, einu mashamit, the lender doesn't have to get rid of the debt because Shemitah came around. Divri B'Shem Gamliel, I was like, Divri B'Shem Gamliel, Huda Anasi Omer, Emo Yamashka Kenegad Chova, if it was Kenegad Chova, then the Meshamit, it's not going to be Meshamit. If it's not, it does knock off the loan. Because you know, Shemitah knocks off all loans. So you think it depends on what the value is. My Enu Meshamit to come to Tanakam. What does it mean when Tanakam says it's not Meshamit? E Leba Kenegdo. If you want to say that it means that the lender doesn't have to release the debtor from a portion equal to it, Mechal de Behuda and Nasi Safa, it means that he must be holding one who argues with him. Kenegdo Nami Meshamit, that the lender also has to release the debt even from the part of the debt equal to it. Ella Amai Tafas Maskun. But then why is a lender holding collateral? Right? You take it to guarantee you're going to get something over here. You're not going to get anything. What's the point? Ella Lav Kenegid Kulo. Whoever you want to say, does Rabbi Shimon, doesn't he mean that the lender doesn't have to release a debt from the entire debt and he can collect even the part of the chiyav that exceeds the value on it? Ugu the Shmuel come in for thee, and therefore Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Judah really are arguing in the world of Shmuel, right? According to Rabbi Shimon, the mashkon is considered the entire debt, and like Shmuel said above, therefore the entire chiyav can be collected after Shemitah. According to Rabbi Judah, it's only a part of it, whatever is equal to the value, which goes against Shmuel's din, therefore only that part of it can be collected. And for the Gemara, lo, this Liolam Kenegdo. Really, Rabbi Shimon speaks of the part of the debt that's equal to the collateral. B'hokam, this is what they're arguing. Tanakama Savar, Kenegdo, Ruda Savar, Kenegdo Nami Mishamit. Rashi says, Kenegdo, the Tanakama holds, meaning Tanakama is Rabbi Shimon. He says, Kenegdo, he doesn't have to release the debt from the debtor from the portion of the debt that's equal to it. And Ruda Nasiya, I'm sorry, Anasi holds, Kenegdo Nami Mishamit. He releases to be Meshamit even the part that's equal to it. To Amart, when you say Lamai Tafis Lemashkon, why is holding the Mashkon? Lizichon Dvarma Arma. It's just a Zichon Dvarma. It's just like a reminder of the loan. And with that, my friends, Hajan Loch Shvus at Dayanim, we finish off the sixth parak. Mazel Tov. I'm the la la la, but so the seventh. I'm the la la la. But you know, we do. We say the Hajan Loch. So let's quickly go back to the beginning of this parak. We saw in Lamechesim and Beis, he starts up saying, Shusa Deyanim, Haitanish De Kesef. Okay, we are Yotze Zayin. Let's continue on now with the seventh parak of Maseches Shavuos. Zok Ta Heilige Mishnah, Kol Hanishbain Shabbat Torah. and there's buying will mishalmin. Anyone who swears under a deris to gedin swears and does not pay. You swear and then you are good. Says Rashi, kol mechuyav in shvu min haTorah nishbayin v'lo mishalmin. Kolmer lo chay v'Torah shvu lishava velitol ela anitva yishava letovea v'lo yishalim. You swear and then you're off the hook and you're good to go. V'elon shvayim v'lotin. But there are things on a derabbanan ticket then that you would swear and you would also have to pay. Rashi said tiknu lahem chacham lishava velitol. There you go and you swear. I'm sorry, and you collect. Ha-sachir, this is someone who's a sachir, as she says, kulam farshul b'sisan, everything's going to be explained. Someone who's a hired worker, v'nigzal, someone who is stolen from, v'nechbal, someone who is beaten up, v'shekenegdo, chashud ala shavua, and one who's coming, who's in the argument with you, right, who's the other side of the courtroom, and he's suspected, he's chashid al shvua, right? So you have, if a defendant has to midoraisa and make a swear, let's say modem mikzas and he's a swear, but we don't believe his shvua, so the rabbanim, what they do is they do a flipperoo, and they have the plaintiff swear instead and collect what belongs to him. So in such a case, v'chen v'ni al pinkaso, and a storekeeper, about what's written in his ledger, that's a masha kosu v'n pinkas, shehu kosef alea, ha-kaposu makif, right? The things that that are written there, but come on, Mefar Sheikhid Dami, and we're going to explain exactly what's going on over here. Let's break it down. Asachi Ketzad, in what case does a hired worker swear and collect? If a hired worker tells his boss, give me my money that I have in your possession, who Omer Nasat, he said, I already paid you. But hello, Omer Lo Natalti, he says, nah, I never got it. When Nisho Nothing can swear and he gets it. If you do Omer Ache Sham Mixas Oda, this doesn't apply unless there's a little bit of an Oda by the boss who says, like, yeah, I paid, but not enough, right? I paid you something. I paid you a little bit. Ketzad, what does that mean? I'm going to take this car, 50 dinar, sheyish, libyadcha, pay me the 50 dinar for my work. If you've won, his kabalt, dinar zav. What do you mean? You already got a dinar zav, right? Which is 25 silver dinar. Yeah, so he, what happens, he now swears and he gets the rest of it. Nigzal Kates, someone who was stolen from, he can swear and collect. Let's say if Edom testify against someone that he entered his debtor's house to take the mashkin, to take some mashkin from him without permission. Hu amar kilai natalta. The money says, you took my kalim. Hu amar lo natalta. I never took it. Hu nishpat v'notel. He could swear and get it. The debtor could swear and get it. Hu da omer. Ache sham mixas hoda. It's a little bit of hoda there. Ketar amar lo shnei kalim natalta. You took two. Hu amar lo natalta yalechid. When I took one, you can swear. The debtor swears and collects both utensils. Nechba ketar got beat up. How does that work? Hey, meiden shayu. Hayu meiden. Someone entered his place and it fought, like complete, and he came back beat up. And the victim says, you know, you beat me up. He can go and he can swear and he can collect, right? Whatever the damages that he caused him. There's got to be a little bit of a hoda over there. You beat me up. You know, two things you beat me up with. What are you talking about? Yeah, I gave you the smackdown, but only one of those things you're claiming. Okay, my friends, interestingly, we are going to pull a nice move here where we're stopping in mid-Mishnah because it goes down to the next Amud. So we're going to stop over here. I want to wish all you all a great, great day.